Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from the free state of Florida. Yep, the free state of Florida, and my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers. Also, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, also to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And that goes especially double for the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you're having a ball on the mountaintop, right?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Little
got a good view tonight, don't you?
Yeah, at least we're not having fog every morning.
Thank God. It's up in the panhandle, though. I'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. Now, a growing number of companies across the country and organizations are walking back their vaccination requirements because, get this, they can't keep workers working. They keep losing workers over these things that the government keeps putting through. So several major companies, starting with Amtrak, which, by the way, is a government entity, 17,000 Amtrak workers remain unvaccinated, according to the memo, and they're not about to get that anytime soon. Also, right here in Florida, Denise, 83,000 workers from Florida's Advent Health are involved in this. So this is getting real and getting close to home, and I got more companies mentioned in here, too, like Tenet Healthcare, HCA Healthcare, the Cleveland Clinic, just for a few of them. And they're all saying, we're not going to go along with this vaccine mandate.
Well, let's remember, I think it was the Fifth Circuit Court ruled against the vaccine mandate. And just yesterday, the Sixth Circuit essentially put it back.
Yep.
So now we're heading for a showdown.
Yep, Supreme Court.
To the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And these corporations, I think there's got some very large ones, I mean, lots of them.
There are.
This is called survivability. And, you know, a lot of the old say, well, you know, corporations, some of them are bad guys. Well, look. you just mentioned several of the healthcare companies. I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't realize how true that, and how much truer it is becoming, and that we could see a beginning collapse of the healthcare industry, not only because we have doctors and nurses that are being furloughed or terminated,
right,
but the supply chain is causing a very large issue with over-the-counter and prescription drugs. and the availabilities,
uh-huh,
or lack thereof, including some important ones, not that they're not all important, but like insulin.
Yes.
So we're in a bad place, and I think that it's time to kind of relook at, and these corporations are relooking at really where they are, and rightly so.
Uh-huh.
Now, the court ruling yesterday was giving OSHA, so this judge, it was a 2-1 decision. So these judges, I think, got it very, very wrong of the power of OSHA. Even OSHA said they don't have this power. So, we're in a bad spot legally.
Now, there are two schools. One of them is a high school. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board, for different reasons, voted overwhelmingly in favor of postponing its student vaccine requirement from January 2022 until the fall of 2022. And then the second one was the University of Iowa, who recently pulled their vaccine directive for the staff working on federal contracts from its website following the federal judge's order last month.
The place. The schools are now, some of them, the public school systems too, are going back to virtual learning.
Yep.
We're in a bad place. And I don't see it getting any better until some people start getting really reasonable. And we don't have any reason right now.
And just to wrap out the school thing here, schools across the country have gone on alert over a TikTok threat calling for deadly violence. And I believe a youngster in Florida got arrested in regards to that. One, he was the first arrest, I think.
Well, this kind of just shows you that, you know, we have a, we just have an issue with stuff that gets concocted and invented out there on the internet,
right.
And social media. So, I think it's sometimes we have to necessarily figure out who is it—a plant? Is it real? Is it some kind of foreign intrusion too?
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Kyle's going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Master of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We appreciate her doing that for us. By the way, there is no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent or the GEICO website than right now on your car or your truck insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get a quote right there off the website, or you can find out where your local agent is so you can get a hold of them and set up an appointment. But either way, GEICO can find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an IV. They can cover all of that too. But where you really, really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy into the automotive policy. That's when you'll save a bunch of money, and that's when you'll find out what GEICO's all about. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website is geico.com. Check them out. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
AOC has made the news. She's leading the pack. She's talking about why the Democrats are delusional to think they can win in 2022 without those really important issues that she and the squad have been pushing, starting with forgiving your college debt, student loan debt.
Social justice. It's another form of social justice. So this is, I think, Elizabeth Warren saying the same thing.
Correct.
So, there's no consequence for anything anymore. You know, you sign up for something and, we really didn't mean that. You don't have to pay that. You don't have to do that. I mean, what if the next freebie here is, how about your car loans?
Yeah.
I think we ought to, you know, I think we ought to...
Home mortgages, I mean, let's just go the whole gamut, right?
Precisely.
By the way, Frank is there, Frank. Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is chiming in. He liked the song I played during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. He says, I cranked up the volume, Captain. I hope I won't be evicted. Oh, good old Fred. All righty. Now, we had a gentleman from Florida, Largo to be specific, that pled guilty or was found guilty, but I guess he wound up pleading to the charge on this January 6th stuff. And he got a 63-month jail sentence for spraying a fire extinguisher on the police after he was first trying to keep people out of the building to say, no, we don't want to do this. And then when it went in and the police came after him, he got a fire extinguisher and hit him with the fire extinguisher. Sprayed him. I'm sorry, didn't hit him. Sprayed him with it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I would think here at some point that sentence may necessarily get appealed or reduced. And some of these sentences are just outrageous. You know.
Well, that guy that with the moose horns, whatever his name was, he got what 41 months.
Yeah, that's outrageous, too.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll see. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not an equal application of a consequence by a long stretch. You know, how many things do we see on, used to see on, say, like, Live TV or, you know, some of these other cop shows where there was an assault. And assault is a very big word, has a very large definition. And
it
I would
does.
Say in some cases it's probably a little crazy. But how many times do we see something there and they get a slap on the wrist? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is nuts.
Now, Charlemagne the God had Vice President Harris on his program. And he asked her a question. And the question was, who is the nation's real president? And she got really testy.
Well, that's not quite how it went. Is it Joe Biden or is it Joe Manchin? That's the question. Because of the power that... Charlemagne the God thinks that Joe Manchin has on not voting for Build Back Better. So therein lies how it went. And it got testy because it wasn't had nothing to do with Kamala in this case. It had everything to do with does Joe Biden mm-hmm. have the right kind of influence to get this thing passed? And the answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm. Now, we did mention that the Federal Appeals Court has reinstated the Biden vax or test rule for large businesses. We also were told, and I see it right here, right now, because this just popped up on my screen, that that's going to be appealed, and it is going on a fast track to the Supreme Court.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Now, our U.S. National Security Advisor has said that the Iranian nuclear deal discussion is not going very well at all. Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, I discussed this several days ago, mostly because of some of your callers.
Yep.
But here's what's fascinating. The United States is not even in the negotiations. Because Iran refuses to have the United States in the negotiations. So we're trying to have some influence into these negotiations because Biden has said that we want to be back in the deal. And what's happening here is the other signatories to the JCPOA are actually pushing back substantially as well, because we are getting so many reasons why Iran can't be trusted. Not that we have to have some new reasons, because we don't, but it's what Iran has been doing with drone strikes and cheating and sanctions and all these other kinds of things. We're finding out that, or the other signatories are finding out that they can be trusted less and less and less. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be in this by themselves. So not only is it not with the United States, but some of the other signatories are beginning to have some real issues. They're pretty slow at all of this, but yes, they're not going well at all.
Now, Texas's version of the border wall has started construction, and they are building a permanent border wall. I saw what they were going to put up. They showed some of it yesterday in a press conference, and it looks pretty substantial to me.
Well, look, all you necessarily have to do is have a pretty robust barrier on the land that Texas is allowed and has the authority to use.
Yep.
Not all that land, they have that authority.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have some kind of barrier, the chances of somebody trying to breach that barrier is slim, which will then funnel it to other areas where there is no barrier, given Border Patrol and the Texas Department of Public Safety better control. So, but it, you know, I don't want your listeners to be under the impression that the state of Texas is picking up the slack where Biden canceled it, because that's not the case.
No, they are. This is something different. And by the way, if they do in fact exercise their authority, the governor is the state militia in Texas. You will see the state militia, because they'll start to, they won't have a federal mission, so to speak, because of the vaccination mandate. They'll actually have the state militia on that border.
Well, we're coming to a showdown between the states and the feds.
Yep.
And in this particular case, the states and the military.
Right.
So we're not in a good place. And I think it's about time that we begin to have some of these challenges in court.
You bet. You bet, because I think we're going to win them.
Yep.
I think we're going to win them. Okay, I will talk to you Monday, so stay out of trouble, stay low, and I'll be in touch with you later.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and you'll find out what she's doing. Sign up for the daily SITREP, and there you go. You'll be in like Flynn. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A vaccine mandate for larger private employers is back on. A federal appeals court has dissolved the stay that was issued by a lower court over a month ago. This as the Omicron variant is spreading across the country at an alarming rate. White House medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
People should not be surprised or discouraged if you hear that there are breakthrough infections. But the critical issue is that vaccination, particularly if you get boosted, will go a long way to protect you from getting severely ill.
A spike in cases among NFL teams has forced the league to push back a few games scheduled for this weekend. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The league was determined to play all these games as they were scheduled, but the emergence of some other factors and the frequency of the positive test forced the league's hand, and the NFLPA had the discussions and essentially made the changes.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at right after they tell you about themselves. And here they are right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that have heard me talking about the National Aviation Academy for several years now, I ask you to give them a call so you can take a tour at one of their two campuses and find out what they're all about. Now, they have a campus right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay.
And they also have a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So take your pick. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of those campuses. Now, what you'll find out is you'll be able to talk to the students that are there. You'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. You'll be able to talk to the money people that are there. And find out about the programs, becoming an aviation maintenance tech. You'll be able to find out about the money part of it. Those of you that are post-9/11 military veterans, you'll more than likely have your benefits intact, and everything that you'll be doing there to become an aviation maintenance tech will be paid for. And that's the good thing. Now, pre-9/11, it depends on what you have left, if you've used some of your benefits. And if you don't have anything left, if that's the case, then you apply for a student loan just like anybody else would. And that's how you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. All right. The Kremlin has said that Russia submitted draft documents outlining security arrangements it wants to negotiate with the United States and its NATO allies amid the spiraling tensions over Ukraine. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that one? And again, we have no idea what's going on or what they're talking about. No idea whatsoever. Now, in addition, we have found out that more than 60,000 interpreters and visa applicants remain in Afghanistan. And of these, about 33,000 could be eligible right now for immediate evacuation, according to the State Department. And nothing is happening. Yet. Will something happen? I don't know. It depends on how much money that we have to give the Taliban to make it happen, because they're going to want something in return to let those people out. Now, a task force has been set up in Hawaii to address the issue and ensure clean drinking water. According to a memo, but a Navy official said the fuel storage site is too strategically important to shut it down. In the meantime, it's leaking fuel into the water supply, which is not very smart, and hopefully they can get it fixed sooner rather than later. By the way, the Army's deadline for active duty troops to be vaccinated against COVID-19 passed Wednesday of this week. And Army officials offered a snapshot of the service's data and next steps in a Thursday morning release. By the way, they've had 98% compliance with either one shot or the whole battery of shots when it comes to the vaccine. Two battalion commanders have been relieved of command, and discharges will begin in January. Now, they've already had, I believe it's 103 is the total Marines who have been discharged because they didn't get vaccinated. And that's a shame. It's a real shame. By the way, as expected, the rates in many of the 56 areas for increased housing, which has gone up some 5% starting in January 2022 due to the rapidly escalating housing costs attributed to the pandemic, there'll be a 5% higher allowance this year, which really doesn't cover the expense. We all know that. So we'll see what happens next. Now, the Army has also announced 3 brigade combat team deployments in the coming months as part of a regular rotation of forces around the globe. And they'll be going to the Middle East, Europe, and Korea. So be ready for that. Now, Norway is very proud of their heritage, as well they should be, and a Norwegian Navy warship is now sailing alongside a group of American counterparts, and the cooperative deployment in the first ever between the two NATO allies as a U.S. carrier strike group is out there along with a Norwegian battleship, or Norwegian naval ship battleship. They don't have battleships. Now, the United Kingdom came out and surprised everybody and said the drone that was shot down over a military base housing U.S. troops in Syria this week was destroyed by British troops. Wow. Thank you, Great Britain. Because it was going to hit the Americans in the base. It was going to hit the Americans in the base, no problem. It was very obvious. By the way, the U.S., according to General Mikhail Biden, the Swedish Supreme Commander, the U.S. should add troops in Europe if Russia and the Ukraine crisis deepens. Well, I think that's probably a no-brainer. And months after Joe Biden's administration pulled the last American troops out of Afghanistan as part of his promise to end the country's forever wars, the United States Congress approved a $777.7 billion defense budget, a 5% increase from last year, as was focused on by the Republicans, that they needed that extra money. So that's all a good thing. Now, something that's not necessarily a good thing is China. Because how likely is it that the China-Russian doomsday scenario comes alive? By that, I mean Russia will invade the Ukraine as China invades Taiwan. When is that going to happen is the million-dollar question. We're told by the White House and the Pentagon, both are deathly afraid of this happening, saying that this scenario, the U.S. will lose not one but both wars at the same time because we don't have enough capability to be able to take two fronts on without a whole bunch of helping neighbors. Not that we want to go to war, and not that Russia wants to go to war. Because they might be able to do this, and China too, they might be able to do this without even firing a shot. Just by the people that keep coming into those countries and getting into positions of power and authority. And, of course, the cross straits of Taiwan would be how the Chinese would come through. Remember, they've got those makeshift islands where they're storing troops and military hardware that would be right there to do what needed to be done. Remember that. So there you go. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means we've got to take a break. And after that break, we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a weekend edition. So I'll be back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night.
when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my clients and I plan the attack. Next time he keys his mic, that's when his final blow, and it burns up his kicker and his radio.
That's Ray Carlisle, and that's called Rooster Cruise. Haven't played that in a while. I played it right now because I got a couple of listeners out there that asked me to, so always trying to keep the people in the know and happy, if you will. Now, I am going to do one final weather report here because we've got a lot of things going on out there, and the truckers need to know of the trouble that you're going to have. First of all, a storm will shift from the Ohio Valley into the Northeast today and tomorrow. It's expected to bring areas of heavy snow and ice to portions of Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and New England through Sunday. Now, if you're going to be on I-90, if you're going to be on I-87, if you're going to be on I-81, if you're going to be on I-84, if you're going to be on I-91, I-93, I-95 up in New England, you are going to encounter some problems with the snow. Now, what we got going on right now, and I haven't even mentioned about out west yet, but you've got snow that starts out right there just about, but not quite, at Erie, stays in the northern part of Pennsylvania to include coming across I-80 around Snowshoe. You're going to be getting some snow there. Then moving up into New York State, it's right there on Ripley to Dunedin, and then goes straight east across the southern tier over to I-81. And I mean, it's snowing all the way. Once you get to I-81, you'll have it north, up through Syracuse, up to the lee shore of Lake Ontario, all the way to Watertown, all the way to Canada. But this snow goes all the way to the Massachusetts and Connecticut line and stays across I-84 down there around Poughkeepsie in the higher elevations. Now, you've got a winter storm warning in northeastern New York tonight for Lake Champlain. You've also got a winter storm warning for Vermont, for New Hampshire, and for the western third of Maine. So you're going to have some really challenging driving conditions going that direction or coming from the other direction. Maybe you got a load of French fries coming through. You'll find it. All right, now let me go up into the northwest, because for the drivers along I-90, the drivers along I-84, the drivers once you get into Montana on I-94, so you got 90, 94, and 84, you're going to have some snow, especially in the mountain passes. Now, there's a winter storm warning for Snoqualmie and the mountains to the east. Yakima, you'll be getting snow. There's a winter storm warning for Coeur d'Alene. A winter storm warning for 4th of July, where you'll probably wind up hanging iron. And then, of course, on the Grapevine, we've got snow. We've got Grapevine, or on Cabbage, rather. On the Grapevine in California, you've got wind. Mount Hood in Oregon, you've got snow. You've also got ice and freezing rain and freezing fog from Reno east 100 miles on I-80.
be advised of that. And the temperatures are just damn cold tonight up in Montana and North Dakota. A couple of temperatures coming in 2 degrees above zero in some of those areas up there. Now, rain, lots of it. Eastern Oklahoma, along I-44 in Missouri. You've got flood watches and warnings in Arkansas. Rain over to Little Rock. You've had rain sporadically in the areas affected by the tornadoes last week in Kentucky and Tennessee. Southwestern corner of Indiana, southeastern corner of Illinois. You've got heavy, dense fog on I-95 from Savannah through South Carolina, through North Carolina, on up, looks like, to Richmond now, and then to the west, southern part of Virginia, over to the mountains, over to Kentucky, North Carolina all the way across the state, South Carolina all the way across the state, over into Tennessee, the mountains over there, east of Knoxville, and Georgia, fog up in the Atlanta area over east, I-20, all the way to Florence, South Carolina, and on down towards Tifton, Georgia, fog. Now, we picked the fog up again tonight about Mobile, and it gets really thick, really dense, and very heavy when you get over into Mississippi, Biloxi, Gulfport. Then when you head towards New Orleans, you're going to be in heavy, dense fog there all the way across to Houston. And then you'll have fog coming up by 55 tonight for about 75 miles out of New Orleans. I-12 fog across there. So be advised. Also got some windy conditions all the way from Houston all the way down to the Mexican border tonight. So it's an interesting night to drive. Be careful. Keep those two hands on the wheel, like Donna Fiducia likes to tell you. And remember, you can hear us from 2 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, you hear us from 2 to 5 on many, many stations across the country. And on the weekend, we have more stations than we do during the week. But that may switch in the not-too-distant future with some growing pains that we've got of our own. So we'll tell you all about that. And around the first of the year, it'll be getting a little bit more exciting around here. So there you go. All right. It's a Saturday. I hope everybody has a great day. Try not to get into any trouble if you can. And we'll be back on Monday morning, 2 a.m., right here on these same stations. Have a great day. God bless America. See ya.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.